Hello, everybody. Welcome to Big in the USA, where husband and wife are going to be analyzing some Am I the Asshole from Reddit. I finally found one that I thought would be interesting social paradigm based on modern day ideology of relationships. My husband has not seen this before, so he has no clue what I'm talking about. So let's get into Am I the A-hole? Just read this quickly. Am I the a-hole for leaving the living room when my husband didn't put the movie he invited me to watch on? This is not our relationship. This is their relationship. So basically, the lady leaves the room when the husband just kind of avoids actually putting on the movie that they had agreed upon. She says, I'm going to stick to the facts because I've been gaslighted about this already by him. Order of events as follows. He brings home noodles for dinner, sets the bowls on the counter, and asks if I want to watch Oppenheimer.
Point one, noodles for dinner. No go. You could do better.
But he's the one that suggests the movie. She does not.
Okay. I
So
want to see Oppenheimer too, so I mean.
yeah, we haven't seen it yet. So she grabs her food and a drink, says yes, and sits on the couch near him, and he has the control of the remote. He turns on whatever he's used to streaming movies on, whatever service. He comes across the surgeon movie documentary and makes a comment towards, ah, this is like Tinder Swindler. She eats her food, scrolls through Reddit on her phone, he finishes his meal, and he's still watching the documentary.
Okay, why didn't she say something in the beginning?
Because usually most women just go along to get along.
No, I'm sorry, you would say something in the beginning.
Yeah, I would be kicking and
Okay.
screaming, but she's
Right.
just a very nice person. There's nothing wrong with being nice. So he's still watching it. She asks if this is really what he wants to watch. He says 20 more minutes. She gets up, puts her leftovers in the fridge, and just goes to bed, basically. 15 minutes later, he says, do you want to watch Oppenheimer? At this point, I'm not in the mood, and I said I thought that was the plan, but he decided to put on other things to watch. Here's where the emotions get charged. Him. I only watched it for 20 minutes, according to him. Spoiler, it was the full episode. Slightly misleading right there. Come on, scroll down. Her, you invited me to watch Oppenheimer, then didn't turn it on and put on something you wanted to watch without even asking. I sat down thinking we were going to watch the movie.
Okay, I agree with her there. If the shoe was on the other foot and you did something like that to me, I'd get up and leave too.
Well, it goes on, it says he starts in on the classic, you're crazy argument, and I'm not having it. I tell him I'm not interested in dealing with his antics, and he behaves selfishly, and I'm done. He didn't like being called selfish, but I feel like that's what his behavior was. It was selfish to invite me to watch a specific movie and then put on whatever he wants to watch instead.
You're
It
right.
gets worse, much worse. We don't communicate very well, as I said as much. I said, no matter what I express to him, he will blame me and act like the innocent one. And he did. Just kept on defending his actions and called me crazy again. Am I the asshole for walking away from the living room when he started watching something I wasn't interested in after he invited me to watch something I was interested in? Am I the asshole for calling him selfish?
No. Short answer, no. No, I'm sorry. If you're gonna plan something, stick with the plan. By the way, you can't do better than noodles for dinner. I mean, unless that's y'all's thing. So
It's a cheap, easy option for people who are not keto or carnivore.
I know, but still. Yeah, she was justified. She could have very well just went on and watched Oppenheimer on her own. I mean, it's a movie I want to see. If somebody did that to me, I'd get up and leave too.
Yeah, you know exactly what kind of hissy fit I would have thrown of the hypocrite. And there would have been a lot more other choice words, just pointing it out directly. And it's like, if you're just going to lie to me, don't bother. I could, you know, watch. She could have watched YouTube in the bedroom the whole time. It's like, my life is too short to put up with your crap.
Exactly.
I want a long, happy life, not a short, pissed off at whoever all the time life. Which does matter. Happiness is essential.
By the way, did you know he was that immature when you married him?
They're just dating. They weren't married.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
So she
did you know that ahead of time? Did you have a clue? Did you have a clue? No clue? That's what I asked Tim about his exes. We'll get into Tim some other time.
Yeah. But yeah, at least she has an escape plan still. Okay, next one. Let's see, pulling it up here.
Make it a good one. This was easy.
A lot of them are easy. Where is it? I don't want slides. Come on. Is it still on there? I wonder if it is.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's still up there. Okay. It did change. Am I the asshole for buying my daughter a new MacBook against the wife's wishes?
Let me stop you right there before you continue, because there are some really good used ones out there, and I own two of them, and they're great, and they're wonderful.
Well, the gist of this one is they are married in this situation. There is a child.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Spending money without considering the other person is basically what it's going for. Because it says, I, 45 male, have a daughter who's 15. A son who's 13 months, and another son, 12 months.
No, that's 13 male, 12 male. So we got three teenagers essentially in the house.
Three teenagers, very close together. 2 years ago in 2021, I gifted my eldest daughter a MacBook as a birthday present. She had it all the way since and took extremely good care of it and loved the gift. In fact, I could go and resell it as new, and he wanted to.
Okay, I'm interested though.
So what happened was on Friday, my daughter brought the laptop to school. She uses that instead of Chromebooks, and some idiot threw her backpack, so the screen is basically done for. So some dumbass kid broke the computer. My daughter was extremely upset when she told me this, and even I myself was upset with what happened. I didn't punish her for knowing it was not her fault. I told my wife about it and was telling her, I was considering buying her a new one. I say considering. I mean, the girl did take really good care of it. But I already made up. The father already made up his mind to buy the daughter a new computer. And he was just relaying to his wife that he was considering it. So a slight white lie there. And my wife shouldn't buy an additional computer. Because it would be a lesson. And that maybe next year she could buy a new one. What she is. Are they talking about the daughter or the wife?
I'm assuming it's a daughter, lesson in taking care of your stuff. My parents were like that. If they bought me something, they expected me to take care of it. There wasn't a whole lot of replacement, you know.
We didn't have laptops.
I'm not gonna assume if you're buying a MacBook that you're low income, but I came from low income, secondhand, hand me downs.
Well, live there in person now, it practically is. I told her that her reasoning wasn't very fair since my daughter made sure the computer was well taken care of. Okay, the wife is like saying we should wait. You know, the daughter was very responsible. So the next day, the father and daughter went to the store. He bought her a new one and reassured her that it wasn't her fault. Whatever. And when my wife found out, she was quite annoyed with me for doing that. I don't think I'm wrong at all. Well, as long as it didn't break the bank. So is the guy an a-hole for simply quickly replacing a responsible child's MacBook? And the wife, maybe it's an indulgence thing. Maybe it's indulgence.
MacBooks are not cheap.
Yeah, but they are investments in the kid's education. If she really is a good student, it is a tool that she uses regularly.
Well, that being beside the point, I read further in the post and it said that they have been in the update was that they had been in touch with the other child's parents. And where I disagree with them on that is that they should have made him pay. I mean, it was his irresponsibility.
Restitution should have been applied.
It was his irresponsibility that led to the destruction of the MacBook in the first place. That is actually a side issue. Should you buy your child a new laptop? Well, okay. Yes and no. I say yes and be smart about it. You can, the resale value, you can still find a good 2021 MacBook in exactly the same configuration, more than likely. And maybe this is probably an issue of money. I wish I had a little bit more information about what other consequences came as a result of this purchase. Was it something that became a financial hardship? Was it something that interfered with something else? Was there something else planned? Did this, you know, cut into vacation time? Did somebody not pay a bill? That's a big important one right there.
Yeah. I mean, budgets does matter, but I don't know. The wife didn't mention as to why. I mean,
if it's something that contributed to her success at school, then no, I don't really have a problem with it. But I do say that, yeah, there are smarter ways to go about it. So,
or at least explain why. I mean, I don't know why you have to wait until next year, because the kid would be in school now.
Right.
Why would you hinder your child's development with something she actually needs in today's world?
And what exactly is she using? What are they using the Chromebooks for anyway? Documents and stuff? Because I know there's a big thing in the education system about Google Docs and so forth. A lot of stuff has gone electronic these days. Stuff that I had wished for back when I was in school. And okay. I'm not all that familiar with the extent of what type of stuff you would be doing that you need a MacBook over a Chromebook. But a short-term solution would have been to wait, maybe, and then use the Chromebooks in the meantime and make sure that the other child is responsible for the destruction of the laptop. You shouldn't be leaving your MacBooks in your backpack anyway.
Well, I think we make specialized backpacks with padding and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I don't have one. I use a computer case that I picked up at Pilot. So
basically, they're padded just like a computer case, except you can strap it onto your back.
Yeah.
So we don't know about that. Okay, moving on. This one is a little bit juicier for moral dilemma.
Oh, as long as it doesn't involve cheating or killing or whatever.
No, okay. It doesn't.
All right.
Am I the asshole for removing my top on a nude beach with my sister and or husband's present? I'm assuming they're not talking about polygamy and that she means she and her husband, she and her sister's husbands, not just her multiple husbands.
Oh my God, nude beaches give me the creeps anyway.
Well, I just know how much we enjoy the practice of nudity, but just not in public.
In the privacy of our own home, that's one thing, okay?
But on an actual beach, are you being an asshole? I mean, they don't say where they're from, so I know in Europe, they have a lot of socially acceptable nude beaches, and that 9 times out of 10, the people who enjoy being nude are not all that attractive.
There's quite a few nude beaches in the U.S., by the way, most of them being in Florida. So that's what I'm going
to
say. It's
warm enough to have it.
And the answer is, who knew about this ahead of time? This is exactly what I want to know. Do you have that up on screen? I want to read that.
It's on the screen. It's just very, very short.
Okay. Well, the answer is, yeah, probably. Especially if they weren't expecting it. Okay.
I mean, the other people weren't expecting it, not the person who desired to be nude.
Oh, first of all, we're not going to a nude beach ever.
Okay. No, we do it around the house too much. We're too practiced and too experienced to share with others.
Yeah. That's one of my biggest fears is be out in public naked somewhere. I'm like, golly.
Yeah, that's where I used to have my biggest nightmares. It wasn't monsters. It was, oh my God, I'm in Times Square and I'm naked.
Yeah.
During rush hour. Or walking down one of those grassy mediums of a really busy highway and just being buck naked. And all you can do is like start drooling. So if they think you're crazy, they'll take pity on you.
Nobody takes you seriously if you're naked. I have heard this happening before. It's a side story.
I hope they wouldn't. It's like, yes,
where people were impaired. people getting robbed and then forced by force to be naked so nobody would take them seriously. And you know what? You're not going to. And it's a good psychological ploy because nobody's going to take you seriously if you're naked out in public. Period.
One would hope so.
You're going to get charged with indecent exposure. And
not unless you're begging for clothes. There, there's people who get charged. Like, they're like, stay away from me. I don't want clothes. There's people
nude beaches. Now, yeah. Nude beaches, however, are voluntary. And being voluntary, if the other people she was with, which is what, her husband and her sister, or what?
It was the two couples, two sisters and their husbands.
Sisters and their husbands.
Assuming no one's a polygamist.
All right. So think about it. If let's just say my brother's wife, we went to a nude beach just to check it out, and then my brother's wife got naked in front of us, what would your reaction be?
Didn't see it posted. Because I would try to go the mental legal route, because if it's not posted, it is indecent exposure and they will get either put in jail or ticketed.
Well, no, I mean, we're not at a nude beach. I'll give you a good example right here. Which one is a Hallover Beach Park, Florida? And I think that's somewhere down there in Miami, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know. We don't visit.
I've heard about these nude beaches in Florida. When I lived in Florida, I lived in the Panhandle. So we didn't see too much of that in the Redneck Riviera. But
no, I think they have it in the actual Riviera.
Nude beaches are voluntary. I'm assuming nobody expected this. And yeah, you are the asshole. Try again and at least warn somebody next time.
Yeah, I think you should give them more of a heads up of I'm expecting to do this. So if it makes you uncomfortable, avert your eyes. At least give them the option.
I think about the female brain and how this works. Would you want your sister to get naked in front of me? Probably not. Okay.
I wouldn't get naked in front of my own sisters.
Ugh. Exactly.
And vice versa from them. But then we were taught that any form of like. That's we were crazy. Allowed to show our ankles as kids, but nudity in any social form was so severely shunned and chastised that I'm surprised we were allowed to take showers. Like without having our clothes still on. So, yeah, it doesn't really apply in that situation. Okay, moving on. This one is more in your favorite topic area.
Oh, no. Which one is it?
Am I the asshole for refusing to financially support my baby mama? So long as you've proven it really is your baby mama.
Okay. All right. Before you read that one, I'm just going to say DNA test, that paternity court thing is pretty cool to watch. Okay. And I'm not saying go on paternity court. I actually know somebody who went on paternity court and made an ass of themselves, but.
Isn't that called Maury?
Not Maury. No. Maury retired. So now there's this judge. I forget her name. Somebody help me out with that. But
you mean the black lady with the long hair?
Yeah. I mean,
I like her.
Yeah. I mean, she pulls no punches either.
Very fair. And I love it when she gives, like, when the guy's, like, you know, kind of glad that the baby isn't hit or something. Like, it's like, you just helped destroy a family. Or, like, it does end up being his. It's like, love your child. Do better.
So. Before you read this one, I just want to make a statement about child support and supporting your child. One, yes, you fathered a child. This child is yours. You should pay child support. Now, whatever agreement y'all come up with is fine. What I don't support is the lifestyle of the baby mama support. Child support is an obligation, not a punishment. And it should never be that way. So go ahead.
That's not how the court system is set up.
The court system is set up. There's a documentary. I saw it. Dr. Drew Pinsky, from Loveline, narrated it. And it was about child support and divorce being a big business in America. And it just saddened me to a huge
even bigger business degree. In Britain.
But let's continue with this one. I want to see all the details on this one.
It's a big one.
Okay.
All names are fake and the backstory is kind of long, but I feel it's necessary to understand.
All right.
I, 54 male, am married to Liv, 46 female. We have a daughter, 6 years old, and been together for 12 years. Liv is my second wife. I married my first wife, Anna, 57 female, so she's older than everybody, when he was 21. Anna is French. Ooh, la la. We met when I was in France for a holiday. We have two children, Sophia, 30, and Matteo, 27. Anna and I...
Stop. child support obligation should have ended by this point.
Well, we gotta find out which child we're talking about here first.
Okay.
Two kids, age 30 and 27. Anna and I were married for 8 years and had an amicable divorce from the French lady. And I'm on good terms with both of my children, and he sees them often. Then he moved to the U.S. where he meets Abby, 48, female. We were together for 5 years, not married with two children. Jake, 20, Leah, 16. He cheated on Abby with Harper, 35, and had a daughter. Maddie, 50. Ooh. Okay, the daughter that he... Okay, he cheated on Abby with someone named Harper, and then with that union had a daughter named Maddie, who's now 15. Mm-hmm. Harper and I stayed together for 2 years, but eventually amicably split up. I moved back to Europe, so I bought them a house as well as providing financial support. I see Maddie in person twice a year, and we talk every day.
He must be rich, dude.
Yeah, he must be packing something somewhere.
Okay.
My split with Abby was messy. Abby told me she didn't want me in our children's lives. So Abby is the one... Which kids are we talking about here? Oh, the 16-year-old and 20-year-old. Okay. So it looks like. Not allowed in their lives. I keep in touch with both of them, and Abby and I came to an agreement where I don't pay child support, but instead I pay for school. I'm guessing it must be a good school because that can be a huge chunk of change.
Private school, religious academy, something like that.
It could be, but just says
preparatory, school. Whatever.
It doesn't say anything too detailed.
All right. I'm going to assume private school.
Yeah, we're assuming like boarding school of like genius children here. He agreed. I also gave them both a generous allowance and expensive gifts for birthdays and Christmas.
Yeah, you must
be loaded. If they need laptops or whatever, they're covered. I'm aware it's a poor substitute for a father. After we split, Abby married Cole, 51, and had Ryan, 12, male. From what I've heard from my kids, Ryan is the golden child of the house. They aren't mistreated by any means, from what I can tell. They like their stepfather well enough, but there's an argument between Ryan and either one of my kids. Abby and Cole will take Ryan's side. So the wife always takes her husband's side, which is not his children's side. Mm-hmm. Abby always has been a reckless spender. Now, Abby and Cole are struggling financially, and she's asked my kids to chip in. So mom's asking kids to help pay for household bills because she can't balance a budget.
Which is not fair, especially as they're teenagers.
Yeah. I have more than enough money, so I had no problem upping Jake and Leah's allowances so they can help their family and keep some for themselves. So dad is stepping up in the gap a little bit for something that's not even his own household.
Yep.
Abby called me up out of the blue a few weeks ago, and this is where I might be the asshole. She fought with Jake when he refused to use his allowance to help pay for their mortgage. Mm-hmm. I told her that since Jake is no longer living with her, he has no obligation to pay for her house. Well, yeah, if he's not living with her, you can't pull my house, my rules. It's not, he's not living there.
Yeah.
I think that was the 20-year-old, I believe. She then demanded that I give Ryan an allowance as well as Jake and Leah, her other child, which is not his. She told me that I wasn't allowed to financially support Jake and Leah without also including Ryan because he was feeling left out. I told her to F off, and I'm not going to stop supporting my kids just because she can't support her own. I told her that I'll still pay Leah's tuition, but I'm stopping her allowances so Abby doesn't get any money. So he just cut off his own daughter from additional money so that she won't give it to the mother.
Gotcha. So no, I don't know what to say about this. Well, actually, you got your butt in deep, haven't you, sir?
No, the mother did. Both of Abby's parents called me to say that I'm an asshole for not stepping up and helping my kids. And Cole also called to scream at me. I think that's the son. I had to block their numbers. My family reassured me that I'm not the asshole, but I'm not sure because I feel guilty that Leah's the one who suffers. Am I the asshole? My ex is asking me to financially support her kid in addition to his own.
Okay, tough ground here, but sounds like mama got a free ride for a long time.
And got comfy while doing it.
Comfy while doing it. Now things are out of control, and this is the type of stuff you set up when you set up these type of arrangements. You think you're doing well when actually you're probably doing a little bit more harm than good in this situation by just contributing to this particular situation, which is essentially greed. I want the best and everything, and you owe me because you got me pregnant type deal. No, she goes and has another kid, and where is that guy supporting the household? What is he on the free ride too, or what?
Does not.
I mean, I got a lot of questions here, but I don't blame him at all. I'd cut off all financial support to everybody but my kids until this shit gets straightened out, and that's it.
He's given all that he can give, but to support a child that's not his.
I don't think that's fair.
International.
This is why I almost always worry about step parents, because you walk into a situation, especially as a guy and you're dating a woman with kids, you're going to end up supporting her and the kids. And this gets true what they say. You know, once you take that on, you're taking on everything. And one of the reasons I quit dating women with kids was because of that in particular, you know. So, and I know I just unpopular opinion. Oh, you done cut your dating prospects down, but well, I'm married now, so screw you. And two, maybe you really should think about the entire dynamic before you get with a woman that has kids. You don't have any clue what you're getting into sometimes.
They use those kids like carrots to entice you, and then they can rip them away whenever they want.
And Tim, I hope you're listening, because, you know, I'm going to restate my thing about child support being an obligation, not a punishment. You don't have any obligation to support your ex's lifestyle. You have every obligation to make sure that your child's needs are met. So this is a needs versus wants thing, in my opinion.
Assuming it is your own child.
And yes, you are going to be the asshole, but you're justified.
Yeah, you have to cut. This guy has multiple kids in multiple places, so.
I know. And by the way, wrap it up before you know, throw it out there, okay?
Yeah, they make protection for a reason.
Birth control and prophylactics exist for a reason, and this is it, okay?
Yeah. All right, last one, because I think we've been almost. I love rambling, but you know, you should really learn to cut it off.
Hold on. If you're a guy out there watching this and you have multiple kids, you are an asshole. I just said it. Fine. You are. Be responsible. Well, do what you got to do.
Supposedly in Texas, if you have 6 children out of wedlock, the state has the right to castrate you.
I've heard that you could be declared mentally incompetent if you have 10 kids out of wedlock. And somebody I had met was actually trying to go for that at one point in time. But I'm just like,
I can't remember if you had to have like if it was 7 kids, do they have to have 7 different baby mamas, or is it just be like one woman with 7 kids and they're all?
Oh, God.
How long do you have to be unemployed for that?
19 kids and counting, huh? Okay, whatever. I don't think the large family dynamic works very well in modern economic situation anymore without a huge level of income. And then I've watched the documentary on the Duggars. I'm just like, oh,
I avoid them. They churn my stomach. Let's just put it that way. And anything that's come out after that show has ended or whatever has only justified that weird feeling.
Yeah.
So moving on. Would I be the asshole for suing my friend after she wrote a book about me? That would be really weird kind of flattery.
Go ahead. I want to hear this one.
I, 29 female, have a friend called Maya. Maya and I have been friends for 9 years after meeting at university. Maya went through a lot of mental health issues in her early mid-20s, which impacted her career prospects. And a couple of years ago, she found an outlet in writing, now writes and publishes her stories online. They are of the spicy romance variety. I've never read any of them because they're just not my thing.
I think I know where this is going.
But okay. I know that she's a lot of regular readers. Better make it look good. Recently, Maya shared that she had been contacted by a small publishing company which publishes ebooks who are interested in publishing one of her stories that she's been sharing online. I was ecstatic for her as it moves towards making writing a profession, which is what she really wants. After 3 weeks, a mutual friend of ours, Amy, contacted me and asked if I had read any of Maya's current story that she had hooked up online and thought it had some eerie similarities to my life. I looked it up and read a big chunk of it. It was more than just similarities. It was basically a melodramatic reimagining of my life, especially about my relationship with my fiance and my complicated relationship with my father. I don't know how relevant this is, but she also altered their characters and certain situations to make the plot pretty toxic. What, she like mix up the father with a boyfriend or something?
No, just probably just added a little more spicy elements to it. Okay.
Turned him into a distant uncle? Who knows? I was devastated and disgusted to say the least. I met up with Maya and how she could do this to me. Her explanation was that she was so inspired by my life and the things I had told her that the ideas just came to her. I kept saying that they weren't her ideas. They were centralized details of my real life. She didn't have a single original thought in the whole story. Maya apologized profusely for hurting me and that she was embarrassed by how much she had taken from life, but she really loved writing the book. I told her I wasn't comfortable having my private life aired like that. Maya said nothing in the book was identifiable as me, so it wasn't like she'd done anything illegal. And I said, well, we'll see about that. I contacted lawyers, and they've said suing her would be largely pointless in terms of stopping the book from being published, but starting legal proceeding might scare a small publishing company enough to drop her as an author. I'm seriously considering doing this. Worst case, I can't do anything to stop the book from going ahead, but I've caused her an iota of stress and hurt her, or hurt her as much as she's hurt me. Best case, the creepy project never sees the light of day. A couple of my friends are saying I shouldn't sue her, because at the end of the day, this is her work and an opportunity for her to make a career for herself and take care of her child. After all she's been through. I know this could ruin things for her, and I might be acting out of anger, but I really think it's justified after she betrayed me and my trust like this. Would I be the asshole if I go ahead with suing her? Edit update. For everyone talking about this Streisand effect, I'm not in the U.S. Court legal records here are not something you can Google or access easily. That being said, I realize Maya could publicize a lawsuit herself to get publicity, and that ultimately I am more concerned about anonymity and not it's not worth the risk. I will not be proceeding with the lawsuit. Some people suggested reaching out to the publisher privately, and I'm going to look into that. But either way, I won't drag it out into the court process. So, if someone decided to write a spicy book about you and decided to, you know, misconstrue your father and your fiancé.
Do you know your friends that well? Do they draw inspiration from the negativity in your life? Do they see your... 'Cause I got friends who are like that. Every day is drama, but I don't sit here and write about them. I don't know. Writing is an outlet. It's a good outlet. I've actually written some stories for classes in the past that had a really strong basis in real life. But you know, if maybe you're thinking too much about this. If she's changed the names and so forth, and it's actually bringing some pleasure to other people, then maybe you shouldn't think too much about it. You don't have to read it yourself. You don't have to support it, but I wouldn't take that from other people. And however, who's really going to know other than that other friend that brought it to you? I mean, is this really a big problem?
No, I do agree with people saying she has a Streisand effect problem, where you think that you're such an important person that you just assume everyone will know that it's you. It's like, no, there's enough creepos out there. They may not know that it's you. I mean, everyone will just assume she made it all up. And
yeah, the unintended consequences of attempts to hide, remove, or censor information, where the effort instead backfires by increasing awareness of that information. Yeah, maybe you don't want to do that. Okay.
And it would be supporting her daughter. And okay, if this was the only person that she thought to write about, what if she's a one-hit wonder?
Yeah.
What person's going to care about being a one-hit wonder in the book world? And it's only an ebook. It's not like she's Stephen King.
Yeah. I mean, who else other than really close friends are going to know?
If it is international distribution, you care about those 5 people in South Africa who are going to read it? No. You care about the 2 people in Australia? No. You care about that 1 person in Russia? No. They don't know you. All names were changed. It's not like she said, this person who has lived at this address is now in the following story. No.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking it. I think she's overthinking it, and we just let it go. But you don't have to be friends with her. If you're not comfortable telling your life story to certain people, then maybe you shouldn't be telling your life story to certain people or telling it at all. Not everybody's your friend in the way of confidence. I've learned that the hard way myself. And, you know, if this is something that bothers you, then I got some questions about what else bothers you too. So yeah, you are the asshole. Glad you're not pursuing a lawsuit though. That's just a colossal waste of time and money.
No, the only reason she'd pursue anything would be to scare the publishing house. Because if she scares the publishing house, it also would have the inverse effect of that house never wanting to print her friend's works ever again. And this is supporting a child. So I do understand the scare tactics. It's, you don't want a lawsuit, and that's why you just scare them with paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know how hard it is to be in the print business, and it's to scare the publishing house, not necessarily the author, who clearly has no qualms about documenting other people's lives and claiming it's her inspiration.
Okay. But yeah, just let it go. I'm just going to say let it go. Don't be an asshole. Let it go.
You could always, or the inverse would be, oh, you wrote a book about moi? As long as it wasn't twisted.
If somebody wrote something about me and brought it to my attention, I would swear on a stack of Bibles that I didn't know anything about it. No.
I mean, all you got to do is say, that's not me. And here's all the ways that they didn't.
I wouldn't even go that far. I'd be like, whatever. You know, people write stuff all the time. You know,
it's like, oh, just a lot of coincidences. Just a lot of coincidences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't go into the Streisand effect is a little bit extreme, but you really don't want to go there. Seriously, because I've got it on my other screen over here. I've pulled that up on the history of Barbara Streisand, the privacy lawsuit, and all that. So,
yeah. So, if you liked anything that you saw here today, please like, subscribe, hopefully make more videos. If you hit the like button, we'll know that you truly did like it, and the algorithm will kick in. And yes, I stalk my algorithm regularly.
Yeah. It's too much work.
I like numbers.
No, it's too much work.
No, it's a separate app. They do all the work for you. Okay. It's easy. And with that, have a good night, folks. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, but that's not saying much.